Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm Brian Tetta, executive producer of The View. It's Tuesday and I'm joined by Sonny Hostin. This is Behind the Table. All right, we are back with Sonny. Hello, Sonny.
Hi, Brian.
It's very nice to have you back and be back here. We talked a little bit about it on the show, but how was your break?
You know, it was great. I didn't go anywhere.
Which is out of character for you. Let's not lie.
I like to, you know, go to warm places in April.
Yes.
And I like to get away with my family. But my family is morphing before my very eyes because I have a kid who's a junior in college. I have a high school senior.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Manny, my husband, is still working. So a week in April, everyone was busy.
Right.
And most of my friends are either lawyers or on television, and I literally had no one to go away with.
Aww.
Except for Joy.
Right, you almost did go away with Joy.
I almost went away with Joy and Steve, and then I just decided, you know what, I can just stay home. And what was so special was that my daughter was home, so I was doing stuff that I hadn't done in a while, which is like take her to school sometimes, you know, pick her up from school, listen to how her day was, because sometimes she gets home before
That's
I get
special.
Home.
That's nice.
It was so special, Brian, but my husband's worried about me because they say that many mothers grieve when they become empty nesters.
Yeah.
And neither of us thought I was that mom because, like, I like to go to a lot of red carpet events.
You do.
I mean, if there's a dress-up type of thing,
mm-hmm.
I'm there.
Yeah.
You know, I like movies, so if there's a movie premiere, I'm there. Anything like that, good free dinner, I am there. And so I just thought I'd have so much more time to do stuff because, as you know, I dedicate myself to the children. I think I'm going to be devastated as an empty nester. It's not going to be good for me.
I'm curious. I don't know how, like in my head right now,
yeah.
It sounds fun. It sounds like, oh, I've suddenly freed up and we can do, I mean, I love my daughters, but.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think my wife will have a hard time too. We're doing a camp situation this year for the first time.
Oh, I've done that.
How's that?
It wasn't good for me.
Okay.
I like my children. And what's really special, at least for me, because I've heard nightmare stories about from some of my friends, even their relationship with their kids. My kids don't mind hanging out with me.
Yeah.
Like they liked, you know that.
Yeah. It's interesting because you are always of the don't be friends with your kids.
Yeah.
Thing, but you kind of.
Well,
spend time
I'm always going to be their mother. Like
right.
I'm not one of their little friends, but like we hang out together.
That's awesome.
And it's nice to like watch movies. And especially Gabriel, who's 21 now, like he's just got such an interesting worldview. Paloma's 17. She'll be 18 on Saturday.
Wow.
She has an interesting worldview as well. And I like to listen to younger people, their perspectives. And my kids are, they have a lot of opinions, no mm-hmm. surprise, about a lot of different things. And their opinions are different than mine.
Yeah.
So I just love soaking it all in and listening to them. And their friends are really smart.
That's great.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And I like, you know, I feel like they don't want this old lady hanging around with them, but they like don't mind. It's
well,
really
enjoy every moment of that you can get.
Right? Yeah.
I went on vacation, like most of the View people.
See,
I was in Italy.
Yours looked good.
Mine was fun. Mine was fun. But I went with my daughters and my wife, and it was wonderful spending time with them and
it's
getting
so
that.
Great,
it felt
Brian.
Like core memories. It felt special.
It's going to be.
And we have this.
And then
camp.
It'll be over.
It's long
and then
the
they'll leave
for me.
You.
No. But we have this camp thing coming up in the summer, and I'm very nervous about it. I'm not someone, I didn't go to sleepaway camp. My wife didn't go to sleepaway camp.
I didn't either.
My daughters both are driving this. They really, there's an opportunity they want to do.
How many weeks?
It's three, which isn't the whole summer.
No, that's
but
good.
That's okay.
Paloma did 4 weeks. Gabriel did seven.
Yeah.
Seven was too long.
Seven feels very long. Three feels a lot for me. I haven't had that much time away from my children.
It was okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Seven was too much for him and for me.
Yeah.
And the three, Paloma four, that was the most she could do.
Wow.
She didn't, but she enjoyed it thoroughly.
Yeah.
Gabriel, not so much.
I'm interested to see how it goes, but it'll be something. But yeah, the empty nest thing is going to be a problem. No. It's definitely going to be a problem for my wife. I think of like travel and stuff like that, and it's exciting.
No, I'm not thinking. I'm thinking about loneliness.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking, you weren't lonely this weekend when you went to the White House Correspondents' Dinner because you went down with Alyssa on the train.
Yeah, it was really cool, and we didn't plan it. We talked about how we were going to get there, and she said, "I think I'm going to take the train," and I was like, "Yeah, I think I'm going to take the train as well." And then I literally sit down. And she's right across from me.
Oh, wow.
So we're laughing, and it was great. You know, I think one thing that hasn't come across enough yet, but I'm certain that it will, is that she is very witty.
Oh, yeah, she's
like,
very funny.
She's very funny, but in just the wittiest way. Like, I don't like fart humor and stuff
No,
that
no.
That's not my, like, slapstick.
No.
But she says things that are... Joy Behar-like.
Yeah, she's
like,
quick.
She's quick-witted, and I enjoy it. And so we spent so much time giggling and laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And even at the correspondence dinner, we hung out. So it was really fun to hang out with her outside of the View setting. I've hung out with her before, so I knew about the wit, but she really made me laugh a lot.
Because on occasion, you guys have faced off at the table. I feel like people don't realize that you get along.
they don't. You know, it's interesting because what I do like about Alyssa is that she can take it.
Yeah.
You know, and I can be blunt and direct.
You don't say.
I think we're all pretty passionate about how we feel. And she's passionate, too.
She
and
is.
So she's a good sparring partner. If she's a person who can leave it at the table.
Yes.
And I haven't found many people that can do that with me.
No, it's one of the tricks to this job.
And I think I press people's buttons in a particular way for some reason. And it's the type of relationship that I have with Mark Aragos, who was like my nemesis.
Yeah. You guys disagree on a lot of things.
Almost everything.
Yeah.
And we're best friends, though.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a show together on CNN. And everyone was always shocked at how we would go after each other and go out for drinks after. And I actually just spoke to him a couple weeks ago and disagreed with him vehemently about a special that I was doing with Juju Chang on Nightline. About Scott Peterson. And I told him in front of everybody he was wrong. but I adore him, and I think he adores me as well. And, you know, our children know each other. So Alyssa, I see as a person that can – she's a really good sparring buddy, and she does not take it personally, which is great.
How was the correspondence dinner in general? You enjoy these, right? I went last year with you guys.
You know, I did enjoy it. It was less crowded.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting at a table with really cool people, and I got to know people even better than I already knew them. And the food was surprisingly pretty good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was very good.
Oh, it seems like you got a good one.
Yeah, I had a good one. And the drinks were good. It was not as crowded.
Last year was very crowded.
It was too crowded last year. It was less crowded, but it was still like 2,400 people, 2,500
people. I'm surprised because Colin Jost is a draw. I feel like he's a big star.
I think they tightened up the guest list.
Oh, interesting.
I really do, because I was speaking to some folks at some other tables, and they were saying, yeah, so-and-so didn't get invited. And
oh, really?
Didn't get invited. So I think they tightened up the guest list, and it made it more enjoyable.
Oh, that's great.
And the parties afterwards.
Well, I was going to ask which parties you hit. Where did
you know, I hit the NBC Universal party, the French Embassy.
Oh, I went to the French Embassy last year.
It was
great.
It was the best one. Mm-hmm. I was hanging out with a congresswoman, and she is a load of fun. Most people may not even realize that she's that much fun. And we hung out all night.
Oh, that's great.
And it was great. I also hung out with somebody from the White House who works on gun violence prevention. Who convinced me that I was very wrong about the bill not being able to do enough. And so I learned a lot.
Wow.
And it just all in all, it was.
You were convinced of something. That's the thing. That doesn't always happen.
You know what? He had facts. He brought receipts. That's what I need. I need receipts.
Yeah.
And he was just so wonderful. I had a good time. And I actually hung out with Colin a little bit.
Mm-hmm. How do you think he did?
You know what? I think he was very kind.
Yeah.
Which was kind of off brand for the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Like, I was expecting people to talk about CNN's ratings. Mm-hmm. I was expecting, you know, people to call out Fox News more. And there was none of that. It wasn't like...
Different than Roy Wood Jr. the year before.
Yes, and Trevor Noah, and just almost every other comedian. Remember Smokey Eye?
Smokey Eye
comedian.
Yeah.
None of that. It was like a kind type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was interesting. And a lot of praise for the press.
Yeah.
So that it was like a feel good. It wasn't a roast.
We'll be right back after this.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th. And it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Is it running on high? Is it drained? Or somewhere in between? Sometimes life gets so busy and we forget to check in with ourselves. With social gatherings picking up, it's easy to spread ourselves thin. I've been thinking a lot about finding the right balance. How much socializing is just right for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you're a social butterfly or someone who needs a bit more alone time. Therapy has been a game changer for many. It's not just about addressing major trauma. It's about gaining self-awareness, positive coping skills, and learning to set boundaries. It's about becoming the best version of yourself. So if you're considering therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. Take care of your social battery, and if therapy is on your mind, BetterHelp is here for you. Cheers to self-discovery and a healthier you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/view to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/view. Well, speaking of not feeling good, let's take a turn. This whole Christy Noem story, it's horrible. We've talked about it for 2 days now, and it's really hit you hard, I think.
It did.
Because I know that you're a big advocate for pet rescues. You post about it all the time.
I know. Everybody says that my stories are depressing because I post about dogs that are going to be
guilty when I look at them and I can't do anything.
In 72 hours, you can do something. You can pledge. You can foster. You can rescue.
Yes.
Yes. And I have to tell you, I mean, I'm so involved with rescues now. I work in particular with California Shelter Pets and Austin Siamese Rescue and the Footbridge Foundation. I also work with Sally's Rescue. Sarah Paulson and I have partnered on
Tony nominee Sarah Paulson. She was nominated this morning.
That's right. She was. She's amazing. You know, we pay for surgeries for dogs and cats that have been thrown out of windows by horrible human beings. And I know that there is no animal that cannot be rehomed. I know that there is no animal that cannot be retrained. And what's crazy to me is, as you know, I have two 150-pound dogs.
Yes, you do.
And I have chickens.
Award-winning dogs.
They are. They're Pooch Pageant winners.
Yes.
But also, we were taught very early on by our vet, by our trainers, how to raise a puppy that looks really cute at 20 pounds but would be 150 pounds, like, for example, Finn, his head is bigger than my head, his head is bigger than my face. I used to play a little tug of war game with him with a toy, and the vet stopped me in my tracks. He said, Dr. Gary Yarnell, he said, do not ever play tug of war with a newfie. And I said, why? He said, because they can tug boats. And I was like stunned for a minute because I'm looking at this poofy little cute dog. And he said, this dog will weigh more than you, will be about 3 to 4 times stronger than you are, and will dislocate your shoulder and not even know it.
Right.
I've never played the game with the dog. No. Right. So I didn't put myself into a situation to get hurt. I didn't put the dog into a situation to hurt anyone, to have to be rehomed. It's a really big responsibility. It's like having a child. And I'm really disgusted with Christy Noem. I have been disgusted with her before for some of the things that she had said about guns. And And she also hunts for fun, so she doesn't love animals at all. But at this point, I do hope that her political career is over.
The thing for me, obviously, the horror of what she actually did and talked about is a different category and unforgivable.
It is. But also, I want to mention the New York ACC also.
There we go.
Okay, for rescues. Okay.
My question is, how did, A, she think it was a good idea to write about it? B, did no one in her circle, nobody who, an editor, somebody say, like, what are you doing? Don't put this in print.
Well, that's what's even scarier.
Yeah.
You know, I think my mother used to always say, it's a Spanish verse, but it, and my grandmother said it too, show me who you walk with and I'll show you who you are.
Right.
Right? And so these are the people that she's walking with. Mm-hmm. And this is the person that she is.
And they all patted her on the back and said, way to go.
Way this to go. Yeah. You're a tough girl.
Wow.
Well, you know what? It's not tough to shoot a 14-month-old puppy in the face as a hunting dog who was hunting pheasants.
It's awful.
It's awful.
All right. Well, we have a listener call for you. Hopefully it's about something more upbeat here. And it's from Sam.
Okay.
I have a question for Sunny. I have loved you on the show since you started. And I think one of the most striking differences that I noticed is the way that you look. Your hair is different and beautiful. And you kind of switched from more of a traditional business casual to what I would describe as just wow. I am 25 and I have just started to embrace my curly hair as a Black woman. So what inspired you to make this change? Because it's a lot of work. I know this from experience. Mm. What inspired the color change? And for your fashion, what inspired you to be more bold?
Oh, I love that question. And I love that she noticed. You know, I was told early in my career as a lawyer that curly hair did not look professional and that it looked unkempt. And so I spent years kind of wearing this slick back ponytail, mm-hmm. right? It was kind of curly in the back, but not really. And I would slick my hair back. And then when I started doing television, there was one day where a stylist convinced me to blow out my hair, which is very damaging for women that have naturally curly hair. And so I did that. And I got a call from an executive at CNN. And that person said, this is your look. You look so professional. So there it was again, that professional. And I literally just thought that I had to look a certain way to make it in my career. And then the pandemic happened. And I don't know how to do my hair any other way but curly. I just get under the water. I wash my hair. I put conditioner on it. And then I let it air dry. And that's it. And so I just started wearing it curly during the pandemic.
Because, I didn't know that was the change.
Yeah, we didn't have hair and makeup.
Right. Well, I remember.
I was left to my own devices.
Yes.
And I got such a positive response from so many people, including like on-air talent that said, you know, I'm going to wear my hair curly as well. I remember Chanel Jones from NBC reached out
really?
To me. Charlene Alicott from ABC News Local reached out to me. And they said, you're giving me the courage to do it. And that meant a lot to me. And I just decided, you know what, I'm going to do this. And The View is a place, as you know, that accepts you as who you are.
Right.
And it was the best place for me at that time because my kids were getting older. I've always loved fashion. I've always loved jewelry.
You really embraced that in recent years.
I've really embraced it. But it's always been who I was. I know how to sew. I've made my own clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, Vogue, the September issue, is like my issue.
It's your Super Bowl.
It's my Super Bowl. I've never been to the Met Gala, but I would plan that outfit forever. And so we have this great stylist, Fran Taylor, and she said, embrace it. Embrace it, because I would show her things that I would wear when I wasn't on camera.
Right.
And she was like, are you kidding me? That's your style? And I was like, yes, it is. And we just evolved. She helped me evolve and embrace who I've always actually been. I've always been this.
I did notice you on the red carpet best of list at the New York Times. How about that for this weekend?
I sure was. I was also for a couple of other publications.
Ooh.
Best dressed.
How about that?
It's such an honor that, you know, getting dressed, and I know people find it frivolous because the world is on fire, but there is something to getting dressed and people who design clothing like Sergio Hudson. And I wore Rick Owens to the red carpet. I mean, these folks are craftsmen. They're artists.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's just, it's wonderful that not only am I recognized wearing it, they're recognized for their artistry. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what
and you're giving a platform to them.
Yeah. And yeah. And as you know, I'm very specific about that.
Yes, you are.
I'm very specific.
Yes, you are. I mean, I'm someone, as we've talked about on the show, who has absolutely no, I don't pay attention to fashion. I don't understand it. I respect you guys so much.
I respect Fran
so much. She's great. But I've definitely come to understand your individual looks. And,
we're all very different.
Yeah.
We're all very, very different. And I feel the past maybe 4 years, I've been able to just be me.
I've also noticed the effect that what you're wearing has on all of you individually on the show and your moods and things like that.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Like today we had Jean Jacket Joy.
I know. Jean Jacket Teenage Joy is
yes.
great.
Jean Jacket Joy is a good day. She's in a great mood. She's feeling herself.
It's great.
Yeah, it's great.
And she looks great.
Yeah.
She looks great. And when you look great, you kind of feel great.
I think so. So any day you get a JJJ, Jean Jacket Joy.
When you get a JJJ, man, you know it's going to be a good day. And
absolutely.
You know she's going to be funny.
Exactly. Exactly. so that was great. All right. Well, believe it or not, we're out of time. That was great. I know. We've got more for next week. Thank you for joining me today,
Thank you, Brian.
Tomorrow I'll be back with Jean Jacket Joy herself, Joy Behar. As always, we want to hear from you. So check the episode description for the number to our Behind the Table hotline to give us a call or a text. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.